My name is Crystal Clark. I am a number 435064. I'm in WHV, the Valley of Death. Fear for my life. I really do fear for my life. I'm just tired of saying it. And my whole body is still swollen from head to toes, leaking greenish stuff out both of the ears. My throat is bringing up and thick infections. My feet is leaking fluid out of it. I can barely wear shoes. This my cough is just terrible. My chest, my whole body just feel like it's just failing. And they called me over there today, Dr. S. I wrote some kites. They called me over there. She said, I'm here for the check on your cough. Not even concerned about this was going on. She said, I'm going to give you a chest x-ray. Get the chest x-rays. It's like she closed the door, went in there and talked to the lady. I know it was a little playoff, all this stuff they're doing, trying to make sure and say they trying to cover their stuff and say they're doing something. They're not checking me for the things they need to be checked for. They want to act like it and downplay it like they're doing something in here when I'm really is dying in here. Every time people say something wrong, what's your office done, don't take it serious. People drop dead. People drop dead. This is ridiculous. This should not be going on this long. My eyesight is just leaving. My hearing is gone. Both of my ears gonna be gone by now. I'm still bringing up blood. My nose still bleeds. Rash is all over my body. They fungus, whatever they want to call it. I'm trying to remember because my memory loss is so sad. So much I'm going through where I'm breathing, my wheezing, everything. I just, it's so much is going on right now that I've been trying to get help for years, and they get covered and stuff, and they get in the way with everything. Nothing is being done with these people. Nothing. This place is so trifling and nasty. Our toilets keep on breaking, running, leaking. The water we're showering is still cold water. The mold is growing everywhere. The water tank that we drank. This is sad. This watered down spray they're giving us. Ain't nothing is working in here. Like, they trying to cover this. They barely got nurses. We got new nurses because they left. Officers have left. This is ridiculous how we getting treated here and it's being downplayed. I can barely breathe. My legs, my whole body is aching and pain so bad. And what's the plan? They keep on talking about a plan. They want to send me places that knowing that that ain't the problem, and knowing the doctor even said it's my allergy to the mold is affecting me. But they don't want to deal with that. They just want to say it's everything else, sending me everywhere else, that they're giving me the right help. So what if I do lose my life? What they going to tell my family? They're not going to tell them nothing. They're going to cover it up. Like, it's like they just covered the young lady up not too long ago. Like, this is sad. This is sad. They're not taking it serious. This is sad. This is not a joke. The warden, he's not doing anything about that road. This man, so many letters. He don't like me. He won't talk to me. This is sad. And the director Jones, like, she's been, you act like you helped me. You want to tell me what I want to hear to get me out your face. And then when I write kites and tell y'all what's going on and this, that, and put your name in it and tell you that you going to need you asking it to the Lord. You want to roll your eyes and act like it's a problem with me and act like you don't want to talk to me no more. Like, you want to act like you helping me and you not helping me at all. You just telling me anything. So to keep me quiet and keep me quiet. That's all she do. I thought she would try to help me, but then you get an attitude when I write a kite about y'all not helping me and don't want to do nothing now. It just hurts. I just feel like some people need to investigate these doctors, nurses, the warden, how to watch everything. They need to be investigated. Somebody, they need to be looking too. That's why they're getting upgraded, because they're doing everything that the warden and the system wants them to do against us. So they get power and upgrade. That ain't cool, man. How we get treated in here. This is unstoppable. But when we get back at them, we get upset. When we get tickets, this is not right. And to the point that I just don't know what to do no more. I don't know what to do no more. I'm tired. I'm so crying out. My throat, like, every day I wake up, the air just blow on us. It's just like, it just make us sick. Be outside more, because it's going to get worse in summertime in a place that's the mold. But thank y'all so much. We just need help. Please, somebody help.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.